Well, I'm always ready. Okay, that's what we do here. Good. On the edge.
Good. You look
brains.
It.
Welcome to On the Edge, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, the responses are never dull, and some of the guests sing. We have an amazing guest, Ray Coates, all the way from the United Kingdom, and he has a reason to sing. He's a survivor of throat cancer, but he is doing such amazing work in the music industry. He's got some great releases coming out. He's got, a story to tell. He's doing some philanthropic work. And he's also creating signature songs for individuals that are looking for a way to serenade the person that they love, or talk about a mission, or talk about a cause. So before we get started, I want to actually let you listen to a song by Ray Coates. It's called Your Journey. Get ready, friends. Wasn't that amazing? It has so much texture.
Oh my goodness.
So much purpose.
Goodness me.
I'm so excited.
Wow.
So this is great. Great job.
That's amazing, honestly. What an incredible introduction.
Oh,
wow.
You're wonderful. So thanks, Ray, for being here on the edge. Please share with my brains all about you, your story, your recovery, and how you got into music.
Right. Well, I suppose probably it's best to start with the recovery in some ways. I've been a singer-songwriter pretty much my entire life. Started very much lyrically for me. But in 2008, I was diagnosed with throat cancer and basically lost a year of my voice. Now, that had a very, very deep, profound effect on me, because it's motivated me to use the instrument that I have, that we all have in different ways, to a greater good, because I really do value and appreciate it so highly.
That is incredible that you were able to find your voice again. I know that was pretty scary, especially with that being, your gift, your calling, and your source of revenue. How did you find your voice back? Did you go through a lot of, voice therapy and training, or how did you get your voice back?
100%. I went through a year process of recovering my voice, and lots of exercises, lots of keeping careful as to diet, various things. But it's brought me to where I am now. And, whilst it could be viewed as a negative thing, I view it as such a positive thing, because it's such an important thing, the voice, and everybody's is. And, I value it so highly now.
Well, it's a testimony, that you can be healed and you can be redeemed, So you definitely are one of the lucky ones that is able to bounce back and come back full throttle. So tell us a little bit about your music and the inspiration behind the songs.
Well, I think for me, it's lyrics have always been very important. So it's the message you're conveying. Music is the vehicle to that, but the lyrics really, in a way, are the fuel. That's what drives the song for me. It depends on what mood you're in. I listen to music and I think I love a song that's upbeat and is vibrant. But I'm always listening to the lyrics, and throughout my entire life, I've always picked up on lyrics. So that's it. It's conveying a message. And if you think of the cocktail of the two things combined, that's the mix.
You know,
a drink on its own is lovely. A drink on its own is beautiful. But when you blend it with other ingredients and you mix it together, maybe you get other people involved in your wonderful introduction at the beginning. Oh. You said to me about songs to help people serenade people they love. What a beautiful description.
Right.
And for me now, I have the blessing, April, of connecting with people to be inspired by them. So there is another ingredient. I'm adding another human being into the mix of what I'm doing. Causes that I'm doing, it's all mixes together and just makes something even more exciting. You know, there's lots of ingredients added.
So I want to get into some of the philanthropic work that you're doing, especially for the cancer documentary. But before that, give us some inspiration, because I've written songs before. My brother was big in the music industry. He toured with Michael Jackson and Billy Preston and the Beatles and you know, Eric Clapton, you know, all of those as a background singer. But what is the recipe for writing a song? You know, a lot of people have it in their minds. Maybe they have a melody. But give us a couple tips or tricks if you want to write a song.
100%. I think the greatest thing that you need to do, which may surprise some people, is you need to listen. You need to listen very, very hard, because the words are there. You've got to listen to a number of different sources, and some of your listeners may have different views, but in everyday conversation, you know, you hear somebody say something, they just come out with a phrase and you think, wow, that's it. I'm constantly writing things down, April. We live in an electronic age now, so I can make notes in my phone, sometimes I record. But I also think, and this is a genuine, when you open yourself up to a divine spiritual inspiration, then words flow even more. And I do believe, you know, when you have that moment, inspiration is such a difficult thing to explain, but there are words that literally pour from the air. But you have to create a space to do that. So that's the key. I think just sit. Sometimes it's listening. Sometimes it's sitting in silence and just allowing things to flow into your mind, but never being afraid of just writing down. Never be afraid. I constantly, even in the middle of the night, sometimes write ideas down.
And, you know, jamming with people. Sometimes somebody's just got a funky beat that is going on, and there's something rattling around in your head, you know, and that's great. You create custom songs, which is very, very beautiful.
Yes.
So what do you need to create a custom song? Do you want to know a little bit about the person? Do you want to recant a certain memory? Do you want to elevate heightened sense of awareness or arouse sexuality? Well, what do you think about when you are creating a song for individuals?
I was trying to count how many questions you'd ask me there, but what I'm going to say to you is yes to every single question you just asked me. Yes to every single question you just asked me, because what it is really, if you think about it, it's the fullness of the human experience.
Absolutely.
So that's dancing. That's joy. That's the sensuality that you mentioned. That's laughing. That's crying. That's everything else. So it depends really on what it is and who the person is. So back to listening again. So if I'm writing a song for somebody, I want to know what their story is. What's their angle? I've recently written a song for an empowerment convention. It's an event called Ignite Live. And I've actually written an anthem. So an empowerment anthem. Now that's a different vibe of a song. That is very upbeat. People are going to stand up. People are going to dance. People are going to feel elevated. So it's a number of different factors, really. It depends. But I write inspired by what it is that the person wants. So they're very much in the mix, very much in the mix.
And inspiration comes from an idea, brains. You know, an idea is sparked by thought. And so we have to act on it, even if it seems ridiculous. There are some of the most ridiculous things. I mean, just randomly, like the pet rock. Do you remember the pet rock and how much money people make off of a pet rock? So the smallest things can spark and can ignite you to take you to a whole nother level. Now, we've talked about intimacy of writing a personal song, and you've talked a little bit about an anthem, but you also are doing work with a cancer documentary. What was the inspiration behind that and the music that you are contributing to that project?
Well, I know he won't mind me saying, because I've spoken to him many times, and we refer to each other as brother. We've grown into very close friends. Myself and Charles Mattox, an incredible human being. And I know he wouldn't mind me saying this, because he introduces himself in this regard at times as well. He's a celebrity chef. He's a TV producer, filmmaker. He was an actor, but he's also the nephew of the late, great Bob Marley. And I did a Facebook interview with a lady called Mary Sterling, and she introduced me to Charles as part of that interview. And Charles contacted me after the show and asked me to write a song for his cancer documentary series. So it was, I know. It's well, yeah.
Incredible.
100%. 100%. So, you know, to communicate with him directly, to have feedback on the song. I wrote the song the weekend he asked me to write it, because I was so pumped. Yeah. I was so uplifted and elevated. I thought now is the time. This song, it's in a way, it's not something I've experienced as a man. I have to be careful here. I hope I'm not going to offend anybody. Oh, but it is at times.
Brains are open.
It's the closest, in some ways, I think, a man can experience to giving birth. Now, no pain, but you're producing something. So, you know, it's something that's born out of you. That's how I'm trying to illustrate it, April. It's something that's born out of you. So, yeah. Writing a song, it's within. It's within, it's in my fiber, it's in my blood, it's in my bones. And next minute, it's out. And that's, you know, that euphoria at times is very difficult to explain. I'm trying to do the best I can, but producing.
When you're in the feeling, you know, there's no words to describe it, because you are feeling the feels. And that can be everything from joy to exhilaration to pain to hostility to
grief.
You're going through this whole metamorphosis of change, and then something beautiful and lyrical comes out on the end. So I totally understand. And I totally understand. Oh. So what we want to do right now, Brains, is we want to introduce you to another track. And this one is called Keep Walking Straight Ahead. This is a song. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this song before we play the track.
Thank you for asking, April. I love you. And it's a song that I actually wrote about my sons. And I've got five children.
Oh, wow.
Three daughters are the eldest. And my two sons are the youngest. And I've written songs for all of them over the years.
Oh.
So individually. But I wrote a song recently for my sons, because I'm so proud of what they've done, the men that they're becoming. My relationship with my dad, I never knew my dad from when I was 5 years of age. Mm-hmm. And he died when I went through cancer. So I never got to have a relationship with him, and I never got to say goodbye to him. And I thought, well, for me, I wanted to have a communication with my sons that let them know how I feel.
Absolutely.
So it's about them. And it's about how proud I am of their footsteps.
Well, Brains, let's walk in those footsteps for a minute with Ray Coates and Keep Walking Straight Ahead, the song that he's dedicating to his sons here on The Edge. Be right back. Wow, another chart breaker. That is beautiful. That is so sensational. And what did they think when they heard that?
Well, funny enough, they've heard it, but they're actually in it as well. My eldest son, Micah, actually sings backing vocals on the song. And currently in YouTube, I have a video that's promoting this song, and it's from my album, Garden of Life. And my youngest son actually produced the YouTube video. So they're 15 and 16 respectively. So they're embedded as much as they are in me and I am in them. They are in the song.
they are the song. Well, that's
wonderful. Yeah, they are the song, exactly.
So tell us about your current release of your new album.
Right, the album's called Garden of Life, and the title track was inspired by a conversation with somebody who's another part of a group that I'm becoming part of. Rebecca Adams is a coach that I'm doing some work with currently, and there's a community, like I'm sure you have yourself as well, and many people haven't. Sherry Cannon-Jones is an individual who actually, I had a conversation with her, and she inspired this song. We were talking about nature and how important it is to be connected with nature. And it just grew. Listening to her story, it just grew. It's one of those things I said about listening. Mm-hmm. So the title track for the album is Garden of Life. My partner, Michelle, has created the artwork for the album. And she does all of my artwork for singles that I'm, and albums that I'm releasing. And what I had in my mind, April, was a concept of literally as it is a garden and the various fruitage that a garden can contain. So all of the songs have some meaning to a deeper connection of life. So how we're all interconnected, how important nature is, how important the earth is, our own individual journey, how important love is. Wow. So it's very human. It's very human and it's very universal in its appeal.
Well, I think that everything about you is human. It's tender. It's kind. It seems like you are an amazing listener because you hear the sound, even when there's no sound playing. You're a wonderful songwriter. And I'm so glad that you are a survivor, but not only a survivor, a thriver. So before we conclude our interview, Ray, please share with my brain, with a person that is at that point when they think that there's no hope, that they've been diagnosed with anything, you know, the coronavirus. We're not laughing at that brain, but I'm just saying, you know. But,
no.
Yeah, right. We're not being insensitive. We're just trying to lighten up the mood. But give us some words of inspiration from your, you know, your portfolio of all of the beautiful words and textures that you've created. What would be a voice of inspiration that you'd like to leave my brains with today?
Everything you do makes a difference, even when you think it doesn't. So it's like it's like making a garment. Life is like making a garment. The interwoven work that we have, you know, we're linked. But if you think, you know, creating a piece of clothing, you might think that stitch that you make is nothing. It has to be 10 stitches. It has to be 20, et cetera, et cetera. But every single stitch we make makes a difference. Now, I can look back and I can think, I went through a period of time where I thought I was getting nowhere at all. I had no voice. You know, I was on the floor. Many things happened in my life at the time that were very difficult to cope with. But I kept going. And that's what got me to the point where I am now. So I think it's, whilst things may not seem possible at the time, do something. Just keep going. Just keep trying. Because even if you might find it difficult for you, you're helping other people because you're providing an example of keeping going. I think of young families that, you know, struggle to raise children. It's amazing. It's incredible what people are doing. So whilst you might not feel you're making a difference, every single human being is absolutely incredible and absolutely awesome. And makes a difference to the entire planet. So keep being you and keep going.
Keep going, brains, okay? It's not over till it's over. You never know. There may be redemption and there is forgiveness, but you have to keep going. You got to keep charging ahead. I thank you so much for being here all the way from the UK and staying up a little late for me, Ray Coates. Brains, I want you to go out and explore his music. Contact him. You know, you might have a cause, a mission, or you might want to serenade somebody that you love with a personal song. Great stuff. I'm going to put his YouTube link here and also all the information on how to get a copy of his CD. Why don't you run that through real quick? Ray, tell us how to get in contact with you on social media, and I'm also going to provide the link.
Cool. Thank you, April. The easiest way is through the website, because all of the social media links are there. It's www.raycoatsvoice.com. And my Twitter link's there, Instagram, Facebook. And I've also got event information, product information, and there's a contact page as well. So the website, raycoatsvoice.com.
Well, if you're ever in San Diego, come on down. I know people that have got some really nice little intimate settings, and we can fill the room for you, okay?
We're going to make that happen. That's it. Now you've said it. It has to happen.
When I say it, I manifest it, and it comes forth. Thank you so much for being here on the Edge with Us Brains. Have an amazing day. Just sit down, relax, get a nice little libation, and listen to some good music, okay? Bye, Ray.
Bye. Thank you, April. Bye-bye, everybody.
See you later, brains.